Moving from the back wall, from right to left, we are passing Out of Breath, a work by M. Palani Kumar, which we'll speak to when we visit Studio 2. So we're going to move on to the left-facing wall. It's a work by Jai Singh called I Feel Like a Fish, made in 2020. And in this work, and what strikes us most, are six A1-sized portrait oriented photos that feature bright yellow text on each. And surrounding that in and framing those yellow texted images are smaller A5 sized works. And it takes up the whole of the left wall, which is about 6 metres. And just to give a snapshot of some of the text in these works, in the first one, isolation isn't really new to me. I've lived in a world of seclusion throughout my life. An excerpt from the next one. During my college days, my hostel mates would borrow my belongings, wear my shirts and jeans, but one day they came to know that I'm a Dalit. In the next one, in my peer circle, I'm identified as a Dalit photographer. I found that no one else is introduced based on their caste. And it goes on, and in the final one, it says, I am no longer ashamed of my caste identity. And beneath these bright yellow text are a difference, windows of into people's lives. And in the smaller works that surround it, why do you think the artist has wished to present it this way?
The works, so Jai Singh's work, this body of work, he's one of the only artists in the show where we're only showing one body of work in the exhibition. Every other artist here has a selection across their practice, whereas here Jai Singh's kind of condensed a lot of that into this one specific body of work. The work itself, Jai Singh is referring to himself as a fish in a fishbowl, and the fishbowl is his family, the place that he comes from, which is a village called Vadipatti in Tamil Nadu in the south of India. And he's talking about the kind of sense of community and the sense of belonging that he feels in that space. While the work itself was made on his return after being away from home for about 20 years. In the first COVID lockdown, he kind of goes home and he's starting to think through all of these, I guess, like conundrums that he's faced with. One of which Nilgun just read out, which is, you know, in the peer circle, he's identified as a Dalit photographer. And he's asking these questions about what does it mean to be a Dalit photographer? Like, how is it different from just being a photographer? And all of these questions are kind of self-reflection. So he's looking at the work as a way of portraying his own daily life, his life in the community, his life in the region that he comes from, as well as archival images from his family's archives. And he's presenting them in this way as a way of processing where he finds belonging and the kind of responses that his artistry is producing for him outside of this fishbowl.
Some of the smaller images contain, you know, a close-up portrait of a younger person or a family member on their headphones listening to music. Another one, another young child by the coast beach. Another one below that, a young child wearing a very oversized helmet running down the steps with a water hose at their feet. And next to that, there's sort of like the cubby houses or shelters that young children build with different woven mats. A close-up of a hand resting on a sheet in the sun, a parakeet or a cockatiel, perhaps. Next to that, a goat. Next to that, intergenerational pairs of hands, a young and old, holding a bunch of ripened fruit of some kind. Two women in their garments having a moment, adorning each other, and like Vishal said, some archival photography from, you know, the family album, a classroom photo of school, another one, a family portrait in the backyard or garden, and another one of an elder woman in the cornfield, I think.
Sugarcane.
So there is lots of intimacy and...
Yeah, the smaller images...
Personal life.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the smaller images are, it's kind of turning the lens towards his own family. There's photos of his nephew, you know, lots of moments of joy of like playing hide and seek, the kind of farm animals and the pets in the house, a kind of auspicious occasion that his sister is participating in with another family member, and a portrait of his grandmother in the sugarcane fields in their village, as well as kind of a portrait of some ancestors in the family that hangs right above it, which is a very specific kind of image of a studio in Palani, which is a smaller town in Tamil Nadu, where the grandfather and grandmother in the portrait have been sat down and photographed in a very specific way, kind of adorned with very specific motifs and designs that are reminiscent of a particular time period between the late 70s and late 90s. So there are very specific references that Jai Singh is making to the time that he comes from, the time that he's born in, the time that he's grown up, indirectly through, you know, the presentation of this archival photo. He's looking at family albums where he is in several of those albums. He's a child in one of the photos. In the other photo, it's him and his brother. They're kind of posing in their best whites, what might have been a family function or a festival occasion. And below that, there is this one image of a lot of leaders from the community, including one of Dr. Baba Saheb Ambedkar, an image that is very commonly found in Dalit homes across the country. The larger images as well are a continuation of these smaller kind of portraits. The yellow text is overlaid atop these portraits that he's making. And it is a way for Jai Singh to kind of bridge the reality that he sees around him, the kind of joy, the kind of everyday imagery of life itself, and then kind of trying to juxtapose it with this seemingly sort of distant experience that he has while operating within contemporary photography or within the arts, and the kind of reactions and the kind of reflections that it produces moving between these two worlds.